Meanwhile, U.S. senators are halting efforts to sanction Russia, leaving that decision to President Trump. NTD's international correspondent Arian Pozdar has the Ukraine update.
Any decisions that are made with respect to sanctions, the president wants to reserve that authority and that right to himself.
As Russia continues the war in Ukraine, the White House says President Trump wants to make the call on whether to impose sanctions on the Kremlin. Senators had been working on the Sanctioning Russia Act, but they're now pulling back to allow Trump to take action.
But the president has always maintained, you know, he's the commander-in-chief and the president for a reason, and he has been deeply involved in this conflict since the beginning.
9 days ago, President Trump gave Russia a 50-day deadline to stop the war in Ukraine. The administration says Trump wants to see Moscow making serious progress in the peace efforts by then. Meanwhile, in Turkey on Wednesday, Ukrainian and Russian officials met for the first direct talks in 7 weeks. Russia says the two sides agreed to swap more prisoners of war. Ukraine has been trying to arrange a meeting between President Vladimir Zelensky and Russia's Vladimir Putin. But a Kremlin spokesperson said this after Wednesday's talks.
This meeting is not for discussing a deal, but for wrapping it up, signing it. There is no point in them meeting to discuss all of this all over again.